Robert Fox of Hobart Filler Metals introduces metal cord wires and how they can be used to improve welding productivity in in-position pipe welding.
Hello and welcome to Bevel Talk. Thanks for listening today. We've got Rob Fox with Hobart Brothers. Rob, thanks for being with us. How you doing?
I'm doing all right. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, not a problem. So tell our listeners a little bit about yourself. I mean, I know you a little bit, but help them get to know who you are, what your experience and your background is.
Sure. I've been in the welding industry for about 10 years, a little bit over that. Been with Hobart for about 8. Currently functioning in a marketing role at Hobart, but I spent most of my time here at Hobart working as a welding engineer in our applications engineering laboratory. So supporting customer applications, taking a look at products side by side, a little bit of that. So I've kind of seen the whole gamut of things that happen here at Hobart.
So really getting into the nuts and guts and the nuts and bolts of what's going on with filler metals and how it affects day-to-day welding.
Yep. A lot of that, a lot of training. So taking a look at, you know, how filler metals can really improve someone's operations.
Okay. So I have some questions for you then. Let's talk to our listeners about filler metal selection for pipe welding processes. I'd be interested to hear first about metal cord wire. It's something that I'm interested in that I know some of our listeners know about, but some of them probably haven't had much experience with.
Yeah, metal cord wire has been growing in market share since its inception, little by little. People are finding, you know, new uses for metal cord wire or really starting to realize the potential of metal cord wire for their applications. So for people not familiar with metal cord wire, the way I like to describe it is it's constructed like a flux core wire, but it welds like a solid wire, but with obvious advantages.
I think about a flux cord wire or a metal cord wire as a pixie stick with metal powder in it. So you're a little bit more technical than I am.
That's the exact way that I like to think about it as well. So what we do is we start off with a tube. So you can achieve that tube either with a seamless design or a standard seam design. But regardless, we have to put some powder on the inside. What makes the metal core wire unique is that unlike flux core wire, it's mostly just metal powder. There's really no elements that form a big, thick slag layer. And there's no elements that form its own shielding gas. So we need to shield metal core wire with shielding gas, usually like a 90-10, but there's all kinds of argon CO2 mixes that you can use.
Okay. So what are some of the myths or common misconceptions that people have about using metal cord wire in pipe applications?
So some of the misconceptions about using metal cord wire is that it's very similar to flux core. From an application standpoint, it's very similar to solid wire. So you're going to use it in most applications where you're using solid wire. Now, that's not to say that you can use it for every single pass in a pipe joint. Metal core wires typically aren't the best for putting in root passes. And that's not to say that you can't do it. With the right equipment and the right parameters, you can put in beautiful root passes with metal core wire. But you're just not going to see a good cost effectiveness anytime that you weld with metal core wires at the low amperages. Where metal core really shines is on your hot pass and your fill passes and your cap passes. Anytime that you can turn that knob up and give yourself a little bit more wire, you're going to see the benefits of metal core.
So if you're looking at it by a linear inch overall from root fill to cap, is there a benefit to use metal core just without, so you don't have to change over filler metal or processes or anything? Or would it be that you would recommend using a solid wire for your root and then a metal core wire for your fill and cap?
So a lot of fabrication companies, a lot of pipe welders will use a solid wire root or another process for their root pass. So, you know, for example, a TIG root, put that in and then use metal core wire over top of that. But that's not to say that you can't use metal core. It's just typically not that's not recommended. It's just not the best to use.
Okay. Okay. So what about out of position welding with metal cord wire?
So metal cord wire actually has a much more fluid puddle than solid wire, which is really kind of an advantage. So when you're putting down your hot pass and your fill passes, you're going to have a lot better sidewall fusion because that puddle is just going to want to spread out and tie into those sidewalls on its own, as opposed to having to use some kind of oscillation. The problem with welding out of position with a metal core wire is that additional fluidity makes it very difficult to support that puddle. There's no slag like a flux cord wire, and with that additional fluidity, it just wants to spill out. So we typically recommend metal core wires just for rolled pipe applications.
Quality welding equipment pairs best with quality filler metals. Miller recommends Hobart filler metals. Hobart is a leader and innovator in the welding industry and has been for over 100 years. Hobart's Ohio and Michigan-based factories manufacture the wires, rods, and cut lengths you need to tackle aluminum, carbon steel, high-strength low-alloy steel, and stainless steel. Whether you are in the shop or in the field, Hobart has an easy-to-use solution that can provide measurable productivity improvements. When you partner with Hobart, you can rely on our knowledgeable team of applications engineers to help you select the best filler metals and optimize their performance for any welding job. To learn more about how Hobart filler metals can benefit your welding applications, visit us online at HobartBrothers.com.
Are there ways that you can do a metal core out of position relatively easily if it's, you know, a rare occasion that you're doing it?
If it's a very rare occasion, you can take a metal cord wire and put it into a short circuit transfer and get it to weld. You're going to notice a little bit more spatter than a solid wire. You're going to notice a puddle that's going to want to wash out a little bit more on its own. If you're using pulsed equipment, you can also increase your amperage a little bit, even using the metal cord wires to do out of position welds. But again, keep in mind that your technique's going to have to change. Your parameters are going to have to change. You're going to have to use different voltage, different travel speeds. So if it's a once in a blue moon thing, it can be accomplished. But if you're doing a day in, day out operation, you really want to take a look at metal core for rolled pipes so you can get the most bang for your buck.
Okay. So let's say I'm a customer, a user. I've been using solid wire for the last 20 years. My guys are trained. They're happy. Everything's rolling. What are the advantages of me as a pipe shop changing out to metal cord wire? Why would I make that change?
So the primary advantage of the metal cord wire, its primary selling point is its increased deposition rate for the same current. So if you have welders that are real familiar with their solid wire process, you know, the parameters they like, and they're familiar with a particular amperage, so a particular what we'd call like heat input. If you were to switch to a metal cord wire and you were to maintain that same heat input, that same amperage, well, you're going to need a higher wire feed speed than you'd need with a solid wire. So by turning that wire feed speed knob up, we're going to get more deposition rate, but we're not necessarily going to increase our amperage beyond what someone's maybe familiar or comfortable with. Because, you know, when we're welding pipe, we can only put so much amperage in before that puddle gets too fluid and wants to spill out. So we're kind of basically staying in an area where we're comfortable, but taking advantage of the design of metal cord wire to give us more metal in the same amount of time.
Obviously, you've talked a little bit about some deposition increases with metal cord wire at the same amperage and voltage inputs, but are there any other benefits to a cord wire for operators or for owners?
So yeah, the most important thing is, you know, increasing deposition rate gives us increased travel speed or reduced number of passes. So if we're taking a look at the total bottom line, if you're able to increase deposition rate and eliminate a pass or two, that might be a pass or two that you're not having to wait on using the proper interpass temperature to maintain your mechanical properties. So you can save time through some of the other portions of the welding operation that don't actually involve us pulling the trigger. Another thing that people notice with the metal core wire with that increased fluidity is that it tends to have a much, you know, flatter profile than a solid wire. So it makes it a little bit easier for newer welders to kind of get good looking welds, and even for experienced welders to achieve the kind of welds that they want, without having to, you know, necessarily tweak their parameters as much to compensate for, you know, slightly different bevel angles or things like that. So usability is another key selling point. Rework can also be a big advantage of the metal cord wires. If you're able to get a weld that ties into the sidewall a little bit easier on its own and washes out, gets a flatter contour so that you don't have to worry about a real convex contour preventing you from getting good fusion. Anytime that you have those situations where you're not having to grind something out to make it flat, you can eliminate some of the cost of welding, because the biggest cost of welding is not just the time that we have pulling the trigger. It's also the time that we spend not pulling the trigger, but still not welding, or what we call our arc off time.
Right. So I think it's interesting to point out here that, in welding, there's never going to be a one size fits all, but there can be one size fits most. And with that, let the science do the work, right? Operators don't have to do as much manipulation or as much hard work, because we've been able to take care of some of that with science and formulation and such.
Exactly. And that also kind of bleeds into the low alloy aspect of metal cord wire. So, the ability for us to adjust our formulations, I don't want to say on the fly, but the ability to custom tailor our wires to particular applications is another huge selling point. So it's a lot of times you'll see maybe a cost savings in terms of price per pound on filler metal when it comes to, very high strength, low alloy filler metals. You'll find that with a lot of the mild steel filler metals, you can change the silicon distribution so that the silicon comes from the toe lines where they might get trapped to the weld center line, where it's a little bit easier to either, kind of deal with them while welding or reduce the amount of time that you have to spend cleaning in between passes.
Absolutely. So filler metal is a rabbit hole that you can fall into for days and still come out and know just a little bit of the entire filler metal industry and why certain things are done and how certain things are done. So Rob, thanks for helping out today. Thanks for visiting with us. We look forward to talking with you some more.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to it as well. Thank you.